Okay.
This is Winging It. It is the somewhat whimsical, certainly worrying, decidedly wonky, seldom weighty, endlessly well-intentioned, and wildly witty show about music where one knows what's coming and the other doesn't, and it happens in between both proper to ensure you can spend just a lot of fucking time with us. What? Did I say something weird?
No.
What is so funny?
Nothing's so funny.
I can't even get through the fucking intro.
Go ahead.
No, tell me. I want to...
I was trying to laugh hysterically
inquire,
in complete silence.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I was laughing because I'm thinking, well, at least I think we can still handle this show. It's quite a blow to find that two people working together to sink the same damn ball in a game of pool can't do it for like 25 minutes. Two people trying to sink one ball.
One.
There's twice as many of us as there is a ball.
And we couldn't fucking
do it.
We
can't sink it.
And we just, that's how fucking horrible we are.
But we have so much confidence in you,
yeah.
Our viewers, our folks,
yes.
That we know we can do whatever it is that you tune in to listen to, regardless of our complete incompetence.
At least we have that going for us. So, you know, you and I don't subscribe to this, but I still think that it's interesting to talk about. And I'm going to call it guiltier pleasures. Now, we've talked about guilty pleasures, but there is a whole new slew of pleasures that people consider guilty. So I wanted to talk a little bit about why they might consider them to be guilty pleasures. Like, to me, anything like "We Built This City" should be something you should never share with anyone that you like.
Just I don't want to hear that Ace of Base the Sign is on that list.
Yeah, I hope they are, because yeah, it's very embarrassing. So all right, so here are some of the things that have come up. So, Lady Gaga, that is a guilty pleasure. Why? Because I bet that motherfucker says, I am a metal or rock person, and I can't possibly like Lady Gaga. She's too mainstream.
Yeah, and subscribing to so many Instagram feeds and seeing so many posts of Lady Gaga singing Moth Into Flame with Metallica, and reading the comments, it's obviously that that's a very polarizing issue right there. One fine, sterling gentleman commented that he said, you know, I never found her in the slightest attractive before, and now I want her in the worst way. Because she sang with Metallica, I guess. But yeah, Lady Gaga.
I think it's just because people are saying, oh, I am into metal, or let's say they're into death metal, but they happen to like her. Well, here's the thing. She's a huge fucking talent. And whether or not you like pop music, that doesn't mean you won't like her particular pop music. And here's the deal. I'm just going to say, I'm going to go on record as saying, I love Taylor Swift. Now, it's not the kind of music I should like, really, at the end of the day. It's not a guilty pleasure for me, because I'm happy to tell you I like her. But it's not something that you go, oh, well, she's into prog rock and she's into heavy rock. Why would she be into Taylor? Because it's fucking good. That's it. It's good. It's catchy as fuck. I like her as a human being. I like what she puts out into the world. So fuck y'all. I like Taylor Swift. There it is. I guess she could be considered a guilty pleasure if I had those.
Yeah, I like toy boats. I like toy boats quite a bit. I try just to begin.
Unique New York.
Yeah, guilty pleasures, I'd like to hear what people consider guilty pleasures, because as far as music, which is what I assume we're talking about,
yes,
that I really don't have them. If I like something, I mean, the Bay City Rollers, I just, you know, crowed for the Bay City Rollers on a recent show. Yeah, I mean, if I like it, I'll say so, and I just, you know, sometimes it's fun if it's the underdog, but if I like them, I like them. So,
So here's some more. I hear you on that, and it's honorable. But here's the deal. If I liked this band, I would not tell anyone. Backstreet Boys. I think that's downright embarrassing. I think, I mean, honestly, I don't like them, but if I did, I would probably not tell anyone. Somebody put on here the fucking Bee Gees, and somebody else put Motown music.
The Bee Gees and Motown music have something in common, is that they're both brilliant.
Thank you.
The Bee Gees, for heaven's sake.
I can't even. And Motown?
Yeah.
All of Motown?
Motown.
Oh, my God. I'm so...
You don't like rock and roll if you don't like Motown.
I'm embarrassed that person said that. I'm actually ashamed of that person.
Yeah.
We also have Wilson Phillips. Now, I'm telling you, in the 90s, it was cool to like them. Now, I would be a little like, well, but if you hold on just one more day.
One more day.
You know? But I really was into Wilson Phillips back in the day. Honestly, they were the shit. I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, although am I going to shout it from the rooftops? I guess not. But if it comes up, I'll cop to it. I really will. Ed Sheeran. People like Ed Sheeran, and they don't want to say anything about it. Now, I know you would think that people should not be shouting from the rooftops about liking Ed Sheeran, because I don't believe you like him.
Yeah, but everybody seems to think it's cool to like Ed Sheeran, which, of course, it's not. And maybe he writes an occasional good tune, but his voice, good Lord in heaven. Yeah.
Okay.
But that electrical tape X on the guitar, that really impresses me. Although he can loop like a son of a gun, though. I got to give him that. But no, I'm not a fan of his general type of music. It's too emo, I think, you know. But.
Yeah, I like Ed Sheeran. I do, of course. I like him. I like it. I like the poppiness. I like his vocals. He's very good. I just think he's really good. I like his songs. I like it all. I'm in.
Some of these new guys, they're really great musicians, and they squander it on questionable music like Adam Levine, like that other Meshuggah, whatever he is.
Meshuggah?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? I'm sorry. You're going to have to get back to me. Meshuggah?
That's a Yiddish. It's crazy.
Oh. Oh, I see. Gotcha. All right. Sorry about that. So I like this. This gentleman says, if I like it, there's no guilt whatsoever. I listen to everything. Music lover all around. That's how I think we feel, although there are some. Oh, my God. So do you remember Jamiroquai?
Who?
Oh, that's a no. So Jamiroquai, I'm going to talk about him for a minute. I love Jamiroquai. I'm just going to say it loud and proud here. It's a guilty pleasure. I disagree. I actually got very into Jamiroquai when he came out, and I wish he kept making more and more music like the music he made then. I'm surprised you don't know Jamiroquai. Maybe you do. Let's whoosh for a minute. Whooshing back after introducing David to Jamiroquai. So Jamiroquai is definitely not a guilty pleasure for me. I shout from the rooftops how much I fucking love his music and always have. Well, their music, sorry. Jamiroquai is a band. So what were your impressions? So this is fun. Will they be a guilty pleasure for you?
Well, if I had guilty pleasures, Jamiroquai would not be one of them. I'd be very proud of that. There's first thing I asked Christina was, is he like Stevie Wonder's son or something? Because he sounds just like him. It really, but there's a lot of the, with that big group vocal thing, there's a lot of Parliament in there. I mean, it's that kind of thing. It's that kind of early, like 70s sounding funk, like R&B funk, soul, like Stevie Wonder, and it's got the Parliament thing going for it. And I would be very, I was very excited by what I heard, and yeah. I'd be very proud to say, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I love Jamiroquai. I've listened. I don't know how many times I listened to Jamiroquai albums, but I know every word, as he can attest, because I was rocking out over here. So okay, let's continue on. So we would not be ashamed. Another one on here is ABBA, which just hurts me because I'm certainly not embarrassed to love ABBA.
I mean, you gotta love the big cheesy pop group vocal to love ABBA, but I do, and I love them. The songs are great. They're, I mean, when is listening to ABBA ever hard to do?
I don't understand.
It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
And as I've said, I used to have those two albums. I used to play them all the time, Voulez-Vous and Super Trooper.
Oh yeah.
And they are fantastic. They're pop band. I wouldn't put them in like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or anything.
No.
Although they have a it's good pop, what could pass as rock and roll back in the day, but now we think of it as pop, and kick-ass pop at that.
Agreed. You're not going to believe this. Somebody said that one of their guilty pleasures is Elton John.
Guilty pleasures?
Fuck?
Elton John? What is there to feel guilty about Elton John?
I don't even understand.
Everybody acknowledges his music is great. And you know.
And again, I think that this guilty pleasure thing is because they have subscribed to the fact that they have to belong to, you know, oh, I am this type of person and I like this type of music. But to me, you don't have to.
Oh, that brought some band to mind I will not mention.
Go ahead.
Because you're going to.
So the other guilty pleasure here is Rod Stewart.
Really?
Now, I guess I can get it because a lot of people go, oh, I loved Faces, but they will not cop to liking Rod Stewart after Faces. And I do. I liked him. I'm sorry. I liked Faces too, but people just are very embarrassed. I like fucking Rod Stewart. I do.
Yeah. Rod Stewart, yes, he went the, you know, the pop hit route and everything.
So what?
But even that stuff was really good. And his early solo career, you know, Night on the Town, Footloose and Fancy Free, killer albums.
Killer.
That I played all the time. And honestly, I like his later stuff better than the really, really early stuff with the Jeff Beck Group. It's just, it wasn't enough for him.
I like
he
it.
Needed more. It was good, but he needed more.
I like the Jeff Beck Group, but it's different, right? He just kept evolving different ways.
Yeah, yeah. And he got to his, he sounded the best for all those years in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And I love Rod Stewart, you know. You got a couple things you might go, okay, that was a little corny, you know.
Oh, well.
But, hey, who
doesn't
do that?
Tonight's the night,
yeah.
You know.
Tonight, yeah, I mean, you might cringe at that. And
I loved it.
So.
Still fun. I still love it. I think it's still sexy. Tonight's the night. Yeah, it's going to be all right. I'm down.
Yeah, put out virgin, you know.
Yeah, put out. I don't know about the virgin part, but tonight's the night. I like it.
Well, he
it.
Calls her a virgin.
You know? I know. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm rewriting my own fucking song.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Somebody said Enya. I love Enya.
Enya, yeah, of course.
I don't feel the least bit guilty about loving Enya at all.
Man, no.
These people, I don't know. What else we got here? Another ABBA. Oh, another Gaga. Jeez, another Bee Gees. Oh, or anything disco era.
Oh, my
goodness.
Wow. I mean, it's funny. That song was playing the other days. Don't try to take me, old-time rock and roll, Bob Seger. Don't try to take me to a disco.
You'll never even get me out
get
on,
me
the,
out
floor.
On the floor. 10 minutes I'd be late for the door. No, 10 minutes I'd be out on that floor going crazy. It would
today's
be great.
Music ain't got the same
ain't
soul.
The, some soul. And, yeah, it ain't got the same soul as disco either.
No.
So, anyway, I don't know how we got on that.
ELO. What?
Nothing from ELO.
Nothing embarrassing about loving ELO. They're fucking amazing.
I'm trying to think of even if they had one cheese ball song, even if they did, but they really didn't. It's kind of built into them. So they can look you straight in the eye and sing Mr. Blue Sky, and you'll just love it. You know,
it's so
because
cute.
They're awesome.
Oh. Yeah. Bee Gees again. Yeah. Oh, people, Enigma. I love Enigma. What is wrong with you? Just say it. Just shout it. Disco. Again, disco is apparently very guilty pleasure. 1970s nostalgia. Go, David.
What is this madness? What insanity? What fresh hell is this?
I don't even understand that. Oh, my God. Let's see here. 80s music. What?
What?
God. Last, just say it.
Last great decade, folks.
70s and early 80s soft rock. Are you kidding me?
No, that was great stuff.
That's great man. Shit. Yeah. I even copped to loving yacht rock. I do. I love
hell yeah.
It.
Yacht rock. And we grew up with like John Denver.
Thank
man.
You.
I love, John Denver.
Fuck. We have Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel.
Yes.
Why is that a guilty pleasure? Billy I mean, I'm not an uptown girl, but still.
No, man. Billy. I'll tell anybody I love Billy.
Joni Mitchell. Why would you ever be embarrassed to love Joni Mitchell?
I mean, you know, maybe there's some of that jazz stuff. I don't know. But no, Joni Mitchell is a legend,
come
obviously,
on.
A brilliant artist. And she just won a Grammy again.
She sure did. And she actually sang beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she's been through a lot. So we have big band and swing.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
That's great.
What is going on? How could you be embarrassed? That's amazing music. Ugh,
and
God.
Honestly, I wasn't there. That was just a little bit before me. But the first rock and roll generation, I know they were into their new thing and everything, but I don't think they disdained their parents' music, the big band and the swing, because it's rock and roll in itself. You know, it does the same thing. You know,
exactly. So here we go. Hang on a second. Disney songs.
Wow.
Look at the stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete? Looking around her, you think, sure, she's got everything. Are you fucking kidding me? I love Disney. I love all Disney.
Some people just don't love show tunes, I guess, but I do, and Disney knows how to do them. Come on.
Come on. I just, you guys, just love it all. Just go in. All right, so disco, again, people are embarrassed to like disco. Shit. Kelly Clarkson. Well, why would you be ashamed to love one of the best vocalists ever? She's got this crazy, amazing vocal range that is insane. She can sing anything. Why would you be embarrassed because she's pop? Ay, 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 people. The Bee Gees again.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God. There's so much. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, Mike. What kind of dark soul do you have?
I don't know.
To hate Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's what
to like them, but not want to say.
But not want to say. You. Somebody said here, and I rightly, I let me try that. Somebody said this, and I agree with them. You can never go wrong with ABBA.
No.
There it is. They just shouted it from the rooftops. Barry Manilow. I like Barry Manilow.
Man, come
I'm
on.
In.
I'm in. I got a bunch of his records.
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
What?
It's, I mean, it's like, it's like Professor P. Soup or anything else. I mean, it's you like that kind of thing or you don't, but they actually have some very good music. They're good musicians.
Come on.
I like what they do. It's funny and it rocks. And,
that's right.
Seen them twice. I love Spinal Tap. And they're coming back, folks.
Good Lord.
Maybe I can open for them. Who knows?
Morrissey and the Smiths. Why is that embarrassing? I don't know. I'm just, I'm
maybe
so,
they don't like the
I'm in
right lyrics.
What? Were you making fun of Morrissey and the Smiths?
No, I like them. I like them.
Yeah, I told you. Remember I introduced you.
You did. You did. I'm abashed.
Yes.
I'm willing to learn even from young people.
Oh, God. Nickelback. Now, okay.
All right. Well, you know.
Look.
If I like that shit.
I might be a little embarrassed by it.
No, I would
I
tell
know.
People.
I
and
would
have
probably.
Look at me. Not people I who.
Who you respected?
Yeah. I tell strangers and they'd be like, why are you telling
me this?
Why
are you telling me this? You'd be like, I don't know. Oh, somebody's embarrassed to like Tone Loke? Why?
What?
Why are you embarrassed to like. Oh, Daryl Hall and John Oates and Duran Duran. Those are. Oh, my God.
Yacht Rock, classic 80s.
Come on. Oh, my. Oh, somebody's embarrassed to like Kool and the Gang. Why?
There, you got to look at a, you know, everybody knows there are the big, sorry. There's like a baker's dozen of great hits that everybody knows by Kool and the Gang. If you don't love them, I'm sorry. And you should be willing to tell people that you do. Maybe it'll influence them to give them a shot because.
See, that's what? The part that's killing me. Is they like them, but they don't want to tell anyone because they're ashamed of liking them. And I don't understand where the embarrassment comes in. You know?
I mean, it's your opinion, and you're right in that. If you like something, then you like it, even if it is shit.
And they're your ears.
Yeah, and
damn.
It's what you like. And I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't tell somebody that.
I don't know either. Ooh,
too much peer dependence, I think.
Apparently. Hootie and the Blowfish. Well, that is embarrassing. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I do not like Hootie, but
you're just
gonna
confuse people.
Them.
You're just going to confuse people telling
them
that. No.
But if you like him, you like him.
Yeah.
I mean,
be like,
you know.
Okay, I don't get that. You know.
Are you ready for this? You're sitting down? Michael Jackson, Elvis. Those are embarrassing to like.
Elvis. You know, I think it's a kid thing. Somebody said to me the other day, I was expressing opinion, as I sometimes do on social media,
what?
And a kid said to me, go to bed, old man, you know, your oatmeal's getting cold, the whole bit.
Oh,
and you probably still listen to Elvis. It's like, yes.
Yeah, I think
he's taught, they're taught that Elvis is old heads, you know, for old heads.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Elvis was awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I said I did. I listened to Elvis. I listened to all kinds of great things, you know.
Little River Band. Why would you be embarrassed by that?
Wow.
Little River Band. I love them, but that's that yacht rock.
It's
look,
just,
soft rock is also on here.
I mean, they must be Lonesome Losers or something.
They must be. 70s rock. Oh, my God. Are you going to just cry?
The best.
Are you
going to
cry?
You should kiss the ground. You should thank God every day you have 70s rock, you little snot.
He is wildly gesturing over here.
And you should say it loud and proud so that you're... Know Nothing friends can get a life and appreciate 70s rock themselves.
Isn't it crazy? Foreigner and REO Speedwagon.
Wow.
Wow, man.
That's just, I think that's because of power ballads. You know, they don't want to own up to, they don't want to cop to loving any band that has power ballads. But
some
of the best do.
I agree.
Yeah.
Somebody just said George Michael.
Wow.
I don't understand that. Okay, George Michael, in case y'all don't know, it's my fucking everything. I loved Wham. I loved him solo. So it doesn't even make any sense. If you listen to him, he's fucking amazing. Why would you be embarrassed? Because he's maybe adult contemporary or he's pop rock. So what? Who gives a fuck? Anyway, that makes me mad. Styx is on here. Styx.
It's got to be, I mean.
You think it's Dennis DeYoung era?
I mean, I wonder if it was not Dennis DeYoung era. I wonder if it was Mr. Roboto, pre-Mr. Roboto.
I fucking love that song.
Yeah, I know, but I think there are a lot of people who don't want to admit the best of times, and, you know.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people who don't want to, you know, embrace that part of Styx. But, I mean, come on. We were talking about old Styx before they kick ass.
Seriously. The Carpenters. Just because they're folky and because they're, you know, kind
wholesome,
of.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, why is that embarrassing? In fact, I mean, I don't like to always talk about my band, but Ascent does a really kick-ass cover of a Carpenter song because the Carpenters rule. So just get over it. Anyway. Let's see. Hall & Oates, again. 50s doo-wop, you're embarrassed by liking. I just, you know, here's the thing. I feel like y'all don't understand. You just need to accept yourself and understand who you are and fucking own it. Just, I don't, who gives a fuck if somebody says, wait, you like death metal and you like Britney Spears? Yeah, I do. So sue me. Yeah. So what? Yeah, oh, you like progressive rock, but then you also like Lady Gaga? Yeah, I do. Yeah. So what? What are you going to, do I need to turn in my prog rock card because I like her?
No, and if the worst you're going to do, you're going to mystify people. You tell them, you know what, I love Vivaldi and I love Drake. They're going to be like,
what?
They're not going to be able to sleep like for one night.
And that's okay.
That's okay. But I mean, you might as well get it out there.
I think you should get it out there. I think you just say what you want to say about it. See, yeah. Yacht Rock is right here. So anyway, I'm seeing some repeats, like Roxette. Okay, the 80s. A lot of 80s and 90s
Roxette.
Pop.
Roxette.
Yeah, I know.
Say it loud and proud, you sniveling cowards.
Ooh, Wham. See, Wham's on here. Why does it got to be guilty pleasure? It was like one of the original little boy bands, aside from like the 50s Temptations. But this is a boy band, right? I mean, I just don't understand.
You craven worms. Own it.
Own it, exactly. What else do we got here? Air Supply. Depeche Mode. You're embarrassed to like Depeche Mode.
Wow.
And 70s funk?
That's one of those bands that you pretend to like to people who, if you care what people think, they'll think you're cool.
That's right.
You
know? So they think you're cool. 70s funk. Somebody's embarrassed to like 70s funk.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I saw a meme the other day. It says, you know, everyone admits that nobody actually likes U2. They just say they do because they don't want others to know they don't.
Oh, my God. I love U2. Yeah. Shout out from the rooftops. Okay, this one is going to have to end this show because it's pissed me off so much I can't even handle it.
There's going to be a cool down period after this.
Somebody listed as their guilty pleasure Mozart. Mozart.
Are you kidding me? It never crossed my mind that anyone would name any of the masters. You don't want to admit that you like Mozart? What kind of people, what kind of incredibly lame people are you hanging out with that wouldn't jump all over that and say, hell yeah, man, you got great taste.
Whew, and somebody loved it. Like, oh, they too are ashamed to love Mozart. I just, right there, that's a show ender to me. I can't even believe it. I feel embarrassed that you said that. So now I am embarrassed on your behalf.
I'm embarrassed on behalf of the human race that has people that craven in it.
I can't even go on. Does it even matter?
I'm going to curl up in a fetal position, and you can have that corner over there. And
yeah, I'm
going
to do that. So we're going to go do that. I mean, the show has to be over now. I can't even handle that.
No,
so
no. There's no going on from there.
There's no going on from there. So, you know, thanks for listening, and I'm sure there are other guilty pleasures, but when you name a master, we just have to go. So now that the show's over and ends on that really dark note, that leaves for you to say,
let's fly this coop.
This has been Winging It, a presentation of Birds of a Feather, on What the Flock Radio.